Now, one of the ways to get the best out of accessible technology and even find out if it works for you is to get some hands-on practice with it. And there's an event this week which gives you that opportunity, that very opportunity. Now, I'm joined now by a man who's sun-kissed. He's charming. He's from RNIB's Technology for Life team. It's Mark Evans. Hello.
Hello, Simon. You're far too kind. Thank you very much.
Well, you look tan to me.
Yeah, try to. I've just been outside enjoying the sunshine, doing lots of events, raising money. So that's probably why.
Right. Now, tell us about, there's a big event this week. In fact, today and tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely massive. It's the world's premier, or the UK's premier, I should say, expo for blind and partially sighted people. So huge exhibition. It takes place in central Birmingham. It's actually moved to a new site this year. Just outside central Birmingham in Solihull. It's going to be a great new venue. It's basically a brand new sort of conference centre. It's on the Cranmore Park. Postcode is B94LF. What people can do with this new venue is it's more accessible, especially more parking. There's more help there, more guide dog support. And generally better service flow. That's what I've chosen to go to this new venue for both for customers and for suppliers, less manufacturers as well. So the key thing is it's actually on live now as we are talking. It's running today and tomorrow. It's running from 10 till 5 today, and it's running from 10 till 3:30 tomorrow. And it's just a great, great thing. It has so much. You've got hands-on demos there. You can talk to the suppliers. You can have education there. They will look to help people get into employment. There's lots and lots of support. And I think it's a great way for people to also come together sociably, discuss their conditions. People look forward to this as an annual thing. It kind of kicks off Sight Village for the whole year. This isn't the first and only Sight Village in the calendar, but the Birmingham one has always been the premier, that summer event that everybody looks forward to. And as someone who is not going to it this year, I'm a little bit sad because I've been to quite a lot in the last 4 or 5 years. But we are still there as an RNIB presence. We do have a team there with lots of different technologies, so go along and see them. Everybody, I think, will really, really enjoy that and gain from it. But we also have partners and support there as well.
Now, you and I are both partially sighted, and I don't know, is it central vision loss you have?
Yes, so my condition is nystagmus. Mine is a case of a blurredness that I see, it's actually some peripheral vision and a tiny little bit of central, but it's more on the left hand side than the right. So mine is basically a combination of a couple of different things going on.
And I have central vision loss. But what I was thinking is you help people with accessible technology. What are the benefits, would you say, for people like us of going to an event like this?
I think from a point of view, from the RNIB's point of view, to actually get out and actually demonstrate, spend time with people, listen to people's feedback on products, listen to what they like, listen to what they don't like about RNIB, pricing, delivery, support. It can only be beneficial. It is manic. It can be crazy. I've been there some years and it's been six people deep because everybody wants to see you and wants to sort of come to the RNIB, which is amazing and wonderful, and we love it. But I think for everybody, it's just trying to find what you want. I do say to people to talk to the QAC people first, and actually communicate with them, or communicate and get a map, or get one of the guides to actually tell you what's there on the stalls, so you can actually do a list of who you want to hit. But also perhaps to let you know when it gets a bit quieter around the RNIB stand, because obviously everybody wants to come to see us, which is lovely because we're the RNIB, and people love the support that we have and everything we do, which is amazing. But it's about knowing sort of when and how to sort of best hit that stand. So if a little bit of planning for your day, maybe try and work out, for example, is it going to be quiet in the morning, quiet afternoon? It may well be busy all day. There is food and beverages there at the new place, as well as obviously I always take my own. I still recommend that to people. But yeah, looking and thinking about the support that's offered. That's why I say to people to get in touch with QAC. 0121 428 5041. That's 0121 428 5041. And to just really sort of think about it and plan it. The good news is that, as I say, this is just the kickoff of the whole year. There are riverside villages that go on, and we will discuss those, obviously, and let people know, as I say, a bit more in advance when they're happening, so that people, if they can't get to this one geographically, can still hopefully get to another one and see what's there.
And also, some good news, there might be a piece of tech that you like. There's actually one of the partners has got a bit of a sale on, haven't they, this month?
Yeah, absolutely. Before I just go into that very quickly, there's lots and lots of partners. There's Humanware, there's VisionAid, there is Dolphin. But the one where we're looking at, amongst many others, I'm going to talk about, is Sight and Sound, who have a brilliant, brilliant sale. Some of their stuff is really quite scarily reduced. For example, two major sort of staples of the sort of questions that I get asked, software-wise, are Zoom Text and Jaws. And these are sort of going for a lot cheaper. You're looking in the region of sort of between sort of £95 to £120 for these, depending on the license and the version you go for. Whereas usually you're talking in the region sort of between £450 to £550 for Zoom Text, and probably, you know, £600 plus, £700 as a standard one-off license for Jaws. So it's a hell of a saving. What are you talking, roughly? Probably 70% to 70%, 75%, 80% on that software, to do the maths on the spot. But also things like the Braillers, the actual Duxbury software, all of it, we're talking sort of, you know, we're talking thousands on the production price. Yes, okay, these items are, you know, sometimes actually up to £3,500-£4,000. But if you can get the item for £2,000, yes, it's a hell of a saving. I realise for a lot of people it's still a lot of money, and not everybody can afford it. But to know that the sale is on, and the great news about the sale is, not only is it on, and it's kind of on this week, and if people can't get there physically, don't worry, the sale doesn't actually end until the 31st of this month. So people can actually still get in contact with Sight and Sound, you know, either via emailing them, finding them on the internet, or by calling them. And the number for them is 01604 798 070, which I think is still probably going to be the best bet for people to have that discussion about the items and, you know, guarantees and finding the right product, as well as ourselves. But yeah, definitely, they're having this massive sale. I know colleagues are itching to get a hold of Jaws 18 and Zoom Text 11. So I would say to everybody, you know, get on and look at the sale and pick yourself up a bargain.
And that point you were making a couple of minutes ago was that obviously some of this kit can be pretty expensive, but that's one of the great things about getting hands-on experience with it, because you actually get the feel of whether you think it's really ideal for what you want.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Sight and Sound people, as well as all the other partners, including ourselves, will let you generally connect, you know, the device to your phone, have a little bit of a play with a braille display, have a little bit of a play with software, try out a desktop video magnifier, try out another video magnifier, maybe try out Jaws via a demo trial, try out Synaptic, you know, the other stuff that is there. I'm sure there will be discounts or promotions on other bits. It's just they're not an official. The other companies have not given us, the other suppliers and manufacturers have not given us official sort of sale like Sight and Sound have. But this is it. This is exactly what it's there for, to try. Hopefully as many people as possible will get to try over the 2 days. If they don't, hopefully they can take a trial away of certainly the software with them, and then make the decision.
Fantastic. So just give us the details again, Sight Village.
So Sight Village is today and tomorrow. So that's Tuesday the 10th and Wednesday the 11th. And that is from 10 till 5 on the Tuesday. So that's today. And then 10 till 3:30 tomorrow. And as I say, it's actually taking place in Solihull. So it's not the same centre it was in Birmingham before. It's actually the Granmore Park Conference Centre, And that's Solihull, and that's B90, so B for Bertie, 904LF. If people want to put that into their sat nav with the postcode finder, using their app on the train to find their way there, etc. So that's how I do it. And the contact telephone number for QAC, 0121-428-5041. That's 0121-428-5041. And they're really, really helpful. Entry is free, by the way. I covered that earlier. If I did, it was very brief. So that's really important. There's zero cost. Do take a packed lunch. I always recommend it because you never know the prices of stuff. There are refreshments there. And guiders and all the other support is free. So go along. Don't be worried about trying to organise things. Ask them to tell you what stands are there, where is the queues are. Work out for yourself if you feel it's better to go clockwise or anti-clockwise around the stalls, a bit like you do when you go out for a day and you're seeing things at a zoo or a park, etc. The only thing I would say is you won't need any sun cream because you're inside, but take plenty of drinks with you because it does get warm in there. I know from experience, and most of all, have fun and ask the questions.
Mark Evans, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Take care.